Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to give you 10 guys. I'm going to give you five pitchers. I'm going to give you five hitters.
Okay.
Flaherty, who finished with the Dodgers last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to two first ballot Hall of Famers, Verlander, Scherzer,
mm-hmm.
and then two premier, still probably the biggest two premier pitchers left on the free agent market in Sasaki and Tanner Scott. Mm. Then I'm going to go over to the position players, and I'm going to go Pete Alonso, Santander, Profar, the Padres left fielder.
Yep.
And Alex Bregman. Those are probably on the offensive side, the highest profile guys.
Yeah.
Do you see any of those guys? And I shouldn't have mentioned Alonso because obviously Alonso might be a New York fit. Do you see any of those guys coming into play for the two New York ball clubs?
That's a really good, interesting way to frame it. Santander, like we mentioned before, is pretty much the most sensible way for the Mets to add offense if Pete goes elsewhere. So we'll sort of say that's something of a possibility there. Bregman would be another way to do that. I don't see David Stern signing up Bregman for a long-term contract at his age necessarily and moving Vientos to first. I definitely don't see the Yankees on Bregman. I think that's always been overblown. I think that they've spent a ton of money and they're probably close to their limit there for this offseason. Any of the other guys?
Tanner Scott. Whoever gets Tanner Scott is going to get a big-time closer. And Sasaki, I've seen his film. And to me, just to my eye, he looks like a DeGrom type. He's long.
Well,
he's got these long – and, I mean, it's electric. What I'm hearing from the baseball people is he's not the finished product. Like when the Dodgers signed Yamamoto, he was the finished, established superstar. This guy's the up and comer. But man, just with sheer stuff, this guy looks nasty. But so those are the two probably the big guys. But Tanner Scott, I'm confused why he's still out there.
Yeah, well, for sure. And I don't know exactly what he's asking for. I know that when he was available at the trade deadline, the New York teams were a little bit wondering about the command that has come and gone and how he would handle New York. I don't know the guy personally, so that's a tough thing to throw out there. But I'll tell you, that was kind of the teams were like, in New York, like coming from Miami. But now that he's pitched in high leverage situations for a playoff team in San Diego, maybe that changes. And maybe he is more reliable there. So, you know, the Mets still need bullpen. I don't think the Yankees are going there big money on Tanner Scott. And Sasaki could go to either, but that's all only him and maybe Joel Wolf, the agent, knows what's going on there. The teams have met with him and they've made their pitch and they're kind of in the dark. They don't know if they're getting him. You hear with Sasaki that he really values the relationship with Darvish and that would help the Padres' chances there. The Mets and the Yankees are known to have really good pitching programs. The two pitching coaches, Matt Blake and Jeremy Hefner, are very similar. Young sharp guys who help make pitchers better. So you'd think that that would give, and I hear the same, Brett. He's not a finished product, and he knows that, and he wants a team that's going to help him get better. Well, the Yankees make pitchers get better, and the Mets are getting there in that respect too. So that helps about them. But again, it's a guessing game with Sasaki. The teams don't know yet where he's going to go.
And if he goes to the Dodgers, that'd be a little overkill, wouldn't it, at this point? It's like, come on.
Yeah, do they need everybody?
Do you need everybody? And you know, that Japanese culture, and I played with Ichiro for years. I was surprised last year when Ohtani signed with the Dodgers. And then I thought for sure Yamamoto is going to want his whole thing not to be in the shadow of Ohtani. And lo and behold, he signed with the Dodgers too. But usually I'm thinking about that with the Sasaki. Is does he want to be in the shadow of? So
yeah.
I don't know. The relationship maybe with Yu Darvish makes sense to go to the Padres, yeah. But does he want his own kind of thing for him and the Japanese media, for him to be the main guy that's covered on the daily basis? It'll be interesting to find out when it comes to that. Larry Lucchino, years ago, I think he's the one that kind of coined the Yankees. Maybe I'm wrong. Is the evil empire?
Yeah, that was him.
For Andy Martino, 2025, who is the evil empire now? Is it the I'm going to give you two options. Is it the Dodgers or with Cohen's newfound he's just like playing Monopoly over there.
I know.
Is it the Mets and Cohen or is it the Dodgers?
If you're thinking about other owners and how they might look at it, it's probably got to be the Mets, right? Because the Dodgers are in the conversation, but Steve Cohen, I want Juan Soto, spare no expense. Let's do it. And as we talked about earlier, contracts like that lead to concerns that the owners are going to try to pursue a salary cap. How's the union going to respond to it? It's great for the Mets. It's great for their fans. I would argue it's great for the game, generating so much excitement.